the difference the Trinity makes. As we begin this feast of the Holy Trinity, I want to share from the Catholic Catechism number 234. The mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the central mystery of Christian faith and life. It is the mystery of God in Himself. It is therefore the source of all of the mysteries of the faith, the light that enlightens them. It is the most foundational and essential teaching in the hierarchy of the truths of faith. What difference does the Trinity make in your life? Does it make any difference at all, this reality? Well, this Sunday is an invitation to that life-changing reality, right? To translate what I just read you in the Catholic Catechism, this truth can change your life. And I think of that as your pastor, stress about a roof that I cannot control, about red tape that I am powerless over, and about air conditioners, I'm at the mercy of the manufacturers. I feel utterly powerless, and I feel like I'm letting my parishioners down. This doesn't define me. This problem doesn't define me. God's love is bigger. Your biggest problem, your biggest worry, your biggest stress doesn't define you. God's love is bigger. We celebrate God who is love. That is His identity for all eternity. He is an eternal exchange of love. Three persons, not one single divine person, as other believers, non-Christians teach, but an eternal exchange of love. The Father loves the Son for all eternity. The Son loves the Father for all eternity. And their love is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. Okay. So in today's readings, I'd like to share with you what I think are three teachings on the Trinity for you and for me. First, God wants to be known. Second, God wants to be a part of your life. Third, God entrusts Himself to you and to me. God wants to be known. He wants to be in your life. And He trusts you with something very beautiful. All right, first, God wants to be known. This first reading, why did we read this first reading from Exodus chapter 34? Dr. Timothy Gray, he talks about how this revelation in 34 is a revelation of God's heart. In full, there are six attributes related to mercy that we just heard, right? The Lord is merciful, gracious God, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity. And if you're wondering where number six is, well, there are six attributes of mercy in this passage. One attribute of justice, but we skipped over one verse. Can you guess which verse we skipped over in today's reading? That means the church wanted to shield us from that verse about God's justice. But here's the thing. Six attributes of mercy. One attribute of justice in Exodus chapter 34. To me, this contradicts the popular view that the God of the Old Testament is all about vengeance, and the God of the New Testament is all about mercy. If this is God revealing Himself, He wants to be made known. And He says, the Lord, gracious, merciful, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity. And it says very clearly that the Lord passed before Moses and cried out. That means God, again, wants to be made known. He doesn't want to be obscure. And if God is unknown, might I suggest it might be my fault, right? If God wants to be made known, and I say, well, I don't know Him, have I ever made an effort to get to know Him? Have I ever sought Him? Have I ever sought, right? God wants to be made known. God wants to be a part of your life. 2 Corinthians, Paul writes, "Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the holy ones greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." All right? So that's a greeting we have in our Mass. The Mass is biblical. But notice from the very beginning, Paul has an implicit Trinitarian teaching. Paul has in mind the Trinity from the very beginning. But notice what Paul says. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Paul is expressing the desire that God not only wants to be known, He wants to be a part of your life, right? The grace, the love, the fellowship be with you. Not somewhere else, but in your life. Grace, that is God helping you to do what you cannot do by yourself. Love, how many people doubt that they are loved, especially young people? The fellowship, and how many people are desperately lonely? Could you imagine how different your life would be if you had more of that grace, God's love, and that fellowship through the Holy Spirit? Right? God wants to be in your life. But again, do I make an effort to invite Him, to seek Him, to try to have a relationship? Right? A relationship is where you try to get to know the person you love. If I never try to get to know the person I love, can I really say I love that person? Finally, God trusts you. John 3:16. Jesus reveals the nature of God, who is love. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son so that everyone who believes in Him might not perish but might have eternal life. That is, this inner life, the inner love of the Trinity is overflowing in creation. That love cannot be contained. If it is real love, it is shared. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son so that everyone who believes in Him might not perish but might have eternal life. The most popular verse in the Bible. The most popular verse in the Bible, John 3:16, and made popular by our non-Catholic, our Protestant Christian brothers and sisters. They take this verse and they share it. All right, you ever seen a football game, John 3:16? You ever seen, I don't know what all the wrestling things are now, Raw, WWF, I don't know where they are, but John 3:16, you ever seen John 3:16 in the weirdest place? I bet you dollars of donuts. Not a Catholic, right? But why can't we share this? Why can't we share this? The invitation. God trusts you and me to share this good news. I think in our Catholic faith, we take it passively. Like, oh, put the kid in a class. I don't think it works that way. But imagine the difference if you had a friend who knew this love so much that they said, hey, do you know Jesus? Do you know the difference that Jesus makes? You'd probably be a little uncomfortable. But it would get you asking a question. Wow. What do they have that I don't have? Again, the Trinity, this love, it's real. Which of those three do you want to pray with in this Mass? Perhaps you've heard people talking about God, but God seems distant and mysterious. Then ask the Lord, Lord, I want to know You, but I don't know how. Be honest. Maybe that's where you start. Or maybe second. Maybe, yeah, you recognize I need grace, love, fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I want to know the difference that Your love makes. Not just an idea, but a fact of the heart. Or maybe, Lord, help me to not be afraid to share the good news. And maybe, yeah, you're afraid to ask someone about Jesus Christ. But look, we have Abundant opportunities for invitation. We're now still promoting our Alpha. That's a great way to invite someone into the life-changing love of God. Alpha starts July 9th. Flyers in the back. The best way to invite someone is to say, hey, Father keeps talking about this thing. Would you join me? And just invite them to one night. One night, July 9th. Again, flyers in the back if you'd like to do that. Let's pray that we may be open to give to God's love, to knowing our God in relationship, to receiving grace, love, and fellowship, and to not be afraid to invite, to share that love with others. Amen.